Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trying to Catch Me Ziding Dirty.
Trying to Catch Me Ziding Dirty. You ever been ziding dirty?
Always. Okay. I'm always ziding dirty, man. You see how I show up.
That's what I call it when you spend 3 hours of Jack's day every day. He goes on Wikipedia and edits articles in the weirdest ways. And he's like, I'm changing the zeitgeist.
Change that one.
Ziding dirty.
That's right. That is courtesy of Chris Harvey and Miles.
Hey,
let's tell the people what is trending today.
Yeah.
At the moment that we're recording this.
So Katherine Johnson is trending. She is the mathematician that most people might be familiar with from Hidden Figures, who worked for NASA. She passed away recently.
Right.
So her name is trending. I wanted to say her age was
101.
101. Wow.
Amazing. Like, that, what an amazing story. I mean, that's just one, like, the thing she had to fight against in terms of discrimination. Pretty wild.
Yeah.
And she just ended up doing, like, amazing work that put America on the moon before anybody else.
Well, and resonates in so many other ways technologically also.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, 101 years old is, they don't make them like that anymore. Yeah.
Shout out to her.
You think you lived 101? Without medicine?
No. Without medicine? Wait, what?
Like a G?
Just sheer tyranny of will.
Yeah, exactly.
The Kobe Bryant and Gianna Bryant Memorial is happening right now. That is trending. Jesus, man, this is, it's brutal, but very beautiful. Brutiful.
I can't really, I don't know if I'll be able to watch it. I mean, I've barely been able to watch much stuff in general just because I don't get emotional.
Yeah.
But the whole city is, I saw 3 cars where people just painted their cars like with their own paint to make them purple and gold.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's, the whole city is kind of, it's been in a perpetual state of mourning since the accident, and this feels like it's kind of a culmination. And celebration, but also a culmination of the mourning. And I can't believe Vanessa Bryant, like, that she's there and speaking, I think. Oof. And that is strength right there.
Anyway, what about some other news?
Oh no.
New Order.
Okay.
And important. Pet Shop Boys. Are co-headlining a tour.
Okay.
They did Blue Monday, right? How does it feel to treat me like you do?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's them.
Good,
I actually
great.
Don't know.
Well, I think because they used to be Joy Division.
Right.
That's a bit, that's all I know.
You're working this out in a one-way street because I don't know any of this shit.
Pet Shop Boys?
Uh-uh.
No, really?
I mean, I've heard the
name. Oh, man, what about those West End Girls, huh?
I know that song.
All right.
West End Girls. That was like I remember very specifically the year that I became like cognizant of popular culture and music, and I think it was like 87 or 88, and like that song Got My Mind Set on You by George Harrison. The Kokomo, Don't Worry, Be Happy, which, by the way, I played for I had the boys by myself this weekend.
And you were blasting Bobby McFerrin?
Blasting Bobby McFerrin. There you go. And they were feeling it.
Oh, really?
And the one-year-old was even singing Don't Worry, Be Happy.
You really should learn his name eventually.
Yeah, the little one.
Yeah,
what's
little guy number two?
It's got the cheeks and shit.
Hey, Cheeky, come here, give your old man a kiss. There is something about Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy, that I feel like, you know, didn't they send like a gold record into space that was supposed to be like, you know, like our humanity on one disc or something? I feel like Bobby McFerrin's song, Don't Worry, Be, like, it might be universal.
Oh yeah,
like it's timeless. I'll hear it now, I'll be like, I don't know, man. This shit goes.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And babies know
so
too.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
Babies know
get
the truth.
Babies get it. And yeah. Also trending is, wait, so are you excited about this New Order Pet Shop Boys?
I just know it as like two bands that I know are big, and I know there is probably a generation of people who are like, oh fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. I don't know. Or it might be one of those things where people are like, you know, honestly, at this point it's a little late. I wish they maybe done this 15 years ago, but I'll take it. I'm a big fan.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm. I do know what you mean, Miles.
Thank you.
Hey, speaking of joy, we're about to be in Chicago spreading the joy.
Yeah.
And as we were looking at the trends for today, what do I see? Number 7 Google trending subjects right now.
Uh-huh.
Chicago weather.
Uh-oh.
Which is something I was already aware that I should be, you know, worried about.
Is Chicago get bad weather wise? I heard it's a paradise.
Yeah, it is during the summer, man.
The light breezy city.
Best during the summer, but woof.
Yeah, they say heavy snow.
Yeah, it might be up to 9 inches, which us people who are accustomed to the balmy, you know, where cold is 55 degrees, Los Angeles weatherscape are probably not ready. I mean, we're not ready for whatever it's going to be.
I'm not ready for wind.
Certainly not number 7 trending subject the day
Chicago
we take
weather.
Off, right?
Again, I've been begging for Earth to just, you know, swallow me whole with her coldy breath and embrace. Coldy breath?
Coldy. Frosty, I think.
Her coldy breath.
Coldy, the snowman.
So, hey, I might get my wish.
Yeah.
So if you see me out there frozen, please remember me as I lived. A warm fellow.
Yeah, but first we're in Minneapolis tomorrow night. It's going to be dope. Tickets still available. Come on, Minneapolis.
Come through. Say hi. And let's,
POS.
Yeah.
Is going to be our guest.
And then Daniel Van Kirk in Chicago, if he makes it. If we make it.
Yes.
If not, look, we will literally bike across the plains, the hills to get to you.
Yeah.
So
I plan on biking to the show.
I know you keep saying that.
Yeah.
And I got worried because when I saw your suitcase, it was a bike broken up into a bunch of parts. I'm like, oh, this dude's really going to do it. I thought it was a bluff.
And all the clothes I've packed are biking outfits, just those shorts, single body leotard short things.
Midlife crisis cosplay man stuff.
Yeah.
That's like the new.
I will never get there. If I ever get there, Miles, just take me out.
What's our generation's Lance Armstrong outfit going to be?
Oof.
You know what I mean? Because that's a specific thing. Like, oh, where yeah. it's like, yeah, they thought I was down.
Right.
And now I'm on this bike, Brenda. And I got a cool, it looks like I yeah. have sponsors.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Like, what's pretending we were on, like wearing full basketball uniforms?
Maybe, but I mean.
Like, we regress so hard. I'm like, I'm Cedric Ceballos.
That's still one of the funniest things I've ever pictured is one of my friends was like, Chris, who you've met,
mm-hmm.
was pointing out that we should have NBA coaches have to wear the uniforms of their team as well, just like baseball managers do.
Oh,
and
wow.
Just picturing like Jeff and Stan Van Gundy, the Vans Gundy wearing their basketball uniforms.
Oh my God.
Really just blew my mind.
That, honestly, Steve Kerr would...
Kerr would look fine.
He'd still be like, I would be like, ah, Steve Kerr's still playing, huh?
Yeah, Steve Kerr looks fine. Right. Yeah.
Longevity.
But yeah, I mean, the fact that the baseball managers of all the sports, probably the worst uniform for a out of shape person to wear, still rock it. Shouts out to them. Maybe that'll be the thing, baseball uniforms.
I don't know. There's going to be, I feel like I had articulated this at some point, but I know it's something. I know there's going to be something that like Gen Z people will look at us and be like, there he is.
Yeah.
It happened.
Okay, millennial.
You're now dressed like Tom LeBonge right. from Blink-182.
Yeah. Maybe it'll be just all the... Do Zoomers get tattoos at the same rate as millennials?
I don't know. Dial in, Zoomers.
Zoomers. Let us know.
Dial in on your rotary phone.
Yeah. All right. That's going to do it for this afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow with another whole podcast, and we will talk to you then. Bye.
Bye.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.